She was still single, and mistress of her own sizable inheritance, was proof of her skill at evading the slick, deceitful opportunists who thrived in her world. Victoria had determined long ago never to fall victim to their attractive, superficial charms. But Lucas Mallory Colebrook, the new Earl of Stonevale, was different. He might very well be an opportunist, but there was definitely nothing slick or superficial about him. Amid the brightly plumed birds of the ton, this man was a hawk. Victoria was beginning to wonder if the very qualities that should have warned her off, the underlying strength and the implacable will she sensed in Stonevale, were exactly what had drawn her to him. There was no denying she had been fascinated by the man since they had been introduced less than an hour ago. The attraction she felt was deeply disturbing. In fact, it was quite dangerous. "I believe I have won again, my lord." Victoria lowered her elegantly gloved hand and fanned her cards out across the green baize table. She smiled her most dazzling smile at her opponent.
"Congratulations, Miss Huntington. Your luck is certainly running strong this evening."
Stonevale, whose grey eyes made Victoria think of ghosts hovering in the dead of night, did not look in the least dismayed at his loss. He appeared, in fact, quietly satisfied, as if a carefully devised plan had just come to fruition. There was a sense of cool anticipation about him. "Yes, my luck has been amazingly strong tonight, has it not?" Victoria murmured. "One might almost suspect it had some assistance."
"I refuse to contemplate such a possibility. I cannot allow you to impugn your own honour, Miss Huntington."
"Very gallant of you, my lord, but it was not my honour which concerned me. I assure you, I am well aware that I was not cheating." Victoria held her breath, knowing she had stepped out onto very thin ice with that remark. She had practically accused the Earl of playing with marked cards in order to ensure her win. Stonevale's eyes met and held hers across the table. His expression was unnervingly calm. Frighteningly calm, Victoria thought with a small shiver. There should have been some flicker of emotion in that cool, grey gaze. But she could read nothing in his face except a certain watchfulness.
"Would you care to clarify that remark, Miss Huntington?"
Victoria quickly decided to step back onto more solid ground. "Pray pay me no heed, my lord. It is simply that I am astounded, as you should be, at my luck with cards this evening. I am only an indifferent player at best. You, on the other hand, have a reputation as a skilled gamester, or so I have been told."
"You flatter me, Miss Huntington."
"I don't believe so," Victoria said. "I have heard tales of the ability you display at the tables of White's and Brooks's, as well as at certain other clubs here in town that are of a, shall we say, less reputable nature."
"Greatly embroidered tales, I imagine. But you make me curious. As we have only just met, where did you hear such stories?"
She could hardly admit she had asked her friend Annabella Lindwood about him the moment he entered the ballroom 2 hours before. "I am certain you are aware of how such rumours fly, my lord."
"Indeed. But a woman of your obvious intelligence should know better than to listen to gossip."
With a smooth, effortless motion, Stonevale gathered up the cards into a neat stack. He rested his graceful, long-fingered hand on top of the deck and smiled coolly at Victoria.
"Now, Miss Huntington, have you given any thought to collecting your winnings?"
Victoria watched him warily, unable to repress the excitement that was bubbling within her. If she had any sense, she would end this here and now, she told herself. But tonight it was difficult to think with the sort of cold, clear logic she usually employed in such circumstances. She had never met anyone quite like Stonevale. The hum of conversation and laughter in Lady Atherton's card room receded, and the music from the ballroom seemed faint and distant now. The Atherton's huge London house was filled with well-dressed members of the ton, as well as countless servants, but Victoria suddenly felt as if she were completely alone with the Earl. "My win